The podcast you're about to listen to contains true stories of sex, kink, gender, and body image. That means we appreciate you being a consenting adult, and here we go.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from author, speaker, podcaster, and consent advocate, Jacqueline Friedman. You know that this weekend is the Body Storytelling live stream, right? It's going to be on Saturday, April 17th at 7 p.m. Pacific. If you're on the East Coast, that's 10 p.m. as a start time. And this time we have a phenomenal lineup. We have Kate Sloan from the Girly Juice blog and the Dildorks podcast and more. Also, stand-up comedian Jimmy Sorrentino and award-winning storyteller Janelle Codiani. And we'll have brand new original songs. You've not heard any of these songs yet from our own musical sidekick, Jefferson Berkey. The theme for this one is sprung. And that could be sprung from quarantine. That could be spring is busting out all over. It could be dirty because it's sprung. Any of those things, you'll get to find out what the stories are about if you join us on the live stream. You can get any kind of ticket. You can get the kind where you get to participate in chat. You can be a voyeur, turn your camera off, but get to see all the behind the scenes action. You could be an exhibitionist and dress up in your favorite drag or fursona or leather or whatever. It really is more than a live stream. It's a community event. So join us. It's once a month and it's happening this Saturday, April 17th. I'll see you there. One of my favorite things is to get voice memos from people who love body, who listen to the podcast or watch the live stream or are missing the live shows. And this week, I got a very long voice memo from one of our super fans who lives in Seattle. And he said he loves the stories on the podcast. But one of his favorite things is what we call the Dixie Ramble, this part, where I talk about what's going on in my life. And I have to admit, I'm a little embarrassed that for the last year, it's been kind of a bummer. Yes, it is a global pandemic. It was pretty much a plague. And so it's expected that it would be a bummer. But still, you know that feeling where after you don't know the outcome, you're living in fear and you're broadcasting that fear through your podcast to so many listeners. I have no idea how many people heard me head off the rails and kind of lose my mind alone in my house. If you ever want to know what an extrovert flipping out sounds like, listen to any Dixie Ramble for the last year while COVID has been happening. So that's why it's surprising that Cody said, "My favorite part is where I get to hear what's going on with you." And that makes sense. And I guess that's to be expected, right? I mean, if you love storytelling, you love the unvarnished truth. And the unvarnished truth is messy, as evidenced by those Dixie Rambles I told you about for the past year. I guess the Dixie Ramble is necessary, right? So I'm going to tell you what's going on with me this week, but it's so much better than it's been for the last year. As of this past Monday, I am vaccinated. I've 2 weeks past vaccinated, so I'm free to go out in the world. That's terrifying, isn't it? It's so exciting, but it's terrifying. And so Cody, my fan in Seattle, wanted to know what my plans were now that things were changing. One of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to get in a car with a friend who is equally vaccinated, and we are going to drive 2 or 3 hours to the mountains, and we are going to go sit in a hot springs together. We'll be wearing masks while we sit naked in a hot springs. Never done that before, because hot water is one of the things I've missed more than anything. Yes, I do have a clawfoot tub, but it is not the same. I have always wanted to stitch something to put on my bathroom wall. And as I say that, I'm like, oh shit, Cody was the one who stitched me that pillow when I said it, which I had said a few years ago on the podcast. My favorite quote was, experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. And at the next Seattle show, he came up to me sheepishly and said, you said on the podcast, this was your favorite quote. You should probably put it on a pillow, right? He put it on a pillow. So I have always thought it would be great. Cody, this is not a hint. I've always thought it would be great to have something stitched on the bathroom wall next to the clawfoot tub with somebody with a clawfoot tub sitting maybe with their toe pointing out, all of that things. That sexy thing that you do. But I've always thought, as I lay in the bathtub, bathing is lonely business. And the great thing about going to a nude hot springs is you have lots of company. You can sit there in hot water, best thing ever, and talk to your friends, the other best thing ever. So I'm really excited about going to a hot spring soon. The other thing is, I'm just starting to try this idea on, but I think I'm going to have a very small birthday party. The day this episode goes out is probably exactly 1 month from my birthday in May. And my birthday is a big deal. My birthday is one of those things that if I'm going to get older every year, then I'm going to make it as fun as possible. So if you've ever been to a live show where we're celebrating my birthday in May, it tends to be balls to the wall. We have Sibian giveaways. We have phenomenal famous storytellers. We have decorations that look like dicks and balls and titties everywhere. You name it. It kind of looks like that ridiculous party that your friends would be humiliated if you threw for them. But it's me, so it just happens and people love it. Can't do that. Not ready for live shows yet. But I'm thinking a small birthday party. Now, as somebody whose wedding was such chaos because I kept inviting everybody to it, and when my wedding planner said, I don't even know how many people are coming or who you've invited, I went, well, that's okay. And she said, but what if there are not enough tables? What if there's not enough food? What if there's not enough chairs? I was like, well, then we get to say my wedding was sold out, right? That sounds great to an event producer. Well, it's COVID, and I can't do that. I am going to have to severely restrict my numbers. And honestly, I've always worked on boosting my numbers, so I don't know how to do this at all. I'm going to have to figure it out. I guess that's what coming out of a pandemic is, learning new skills. Either way, I'm glad I lived through COVID so far. I'm glad I'm fully vaccinated and can start venturing out into the world again. And I'm starting to dream about live shows again. I'm starting to think about going on tour, which excites me more than you would ever know. I'm thinking about seeing people who hear these stories and are moved and who live in places that are not San Francisco, that don't have access to this kind of community, and building that community there. That's my dream when it comes to touring, helping people find it in their own town. Finding the subcultures, connecting, body get you laid, all of those things. We're not there yet. But considering that I'm 2 shots and 2 weeks past, I'm feeling pretty positive today. So much better than all those Dixie rambles of the last year. Welcome to today's episode of Lube Facts with Dixie, brought to you by Uberlube. Are you making plans for all kinds of sex when the world returns? Rumors are starting to fly around about a return to the roaring 20s when it's safe to be out there again. If you're starting to think about a brand new sex life, think about how you can make all that sex even better. How's that possible? Well, here's a pro tip. I recommend sex with Uberlube. Uberlube is a luxurious, high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, body-friendly ingredients. You don't have to reach for the shortening when you're getting ready to butter that biscuit. You're always prepared with Uberlube, and Uberlube is for all kinds of bodies. It's for everyone. Uberlube doesn't get sticky when you're using it. It doesn't leave a residue. In fact, it leaves you better than it found you because it leaves a nice moisturizer on your bits when you're finished with it. It's just silicone with a little vitamin E. There's no flavor, no scent. It's body safe, and it's free of nasty additives like parabens, preservatives, and petrochemicals. All lube reduces friction, but Uberlube is latex condom compatible, and that's sure going to come in handy during your upcoming sexual revolution. I love Uberlube, and everyone I've introduced to it has raved about it too. So what are you waiting for? How about a little bit more incentive? Right now, they are offering Bawdy Storytelling listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use the code DIXIE at uberlube.com. Uberlube offers you the long-lasting performance you want, and it's safe for condoms, even for sensitive skin. Remember, you get 10% off and free shipping when you use the code DIXIE at uberlube.com. This has been Lube Facts with DIXIE, brought to you by Uberlube. We have a very special storyteller this week. You want to know more about them? Well, Jacqueline Friedman is a writer, educator, and activist, and the creator of four books. Yes Means Yes, Visions of Female Sexual Power and a World Without Rape, What You Really, Really Want, The Smart Girl's Shame-Free Guide to Sex and Safety, Unscrewed, Women, Sex, Power, and How to Stop Letting the System Screw Us All, and her latest, Believe Me, How Trusting Women Can Change the World. Her podcast, also called Unscrewed, is paving new paths to sexual liberation and was named one of the best sex podcasts by both Marie Claire and Esquire. As an undergraduate, Jacqueline thought she was too smart to become a victim of sexual assault until another student proved her wrong. Friedman's work has popularized the Yes Means Yes standard of sexual consent that is quickly becoming law on many U.S. campuses. In her book, Unscrewed, she calls on the movement for women's sexual liberation to move past individualistic empowerment messages, for which she coined the term faux-powerment, to focus on collectively transforming the systems and institutions invested in keeping women sexually servile. Kirk has called it a potent, convincing manifesto, and Kate Tuttle, president of the National Book Critics Circle, called it the book we need right now. Friedman is a popular speaker on campuses and at conferences across the U.S. and beyond. She has been a guest on The Today Show, Nightline, PBS NewsHour, Call Your Girlfriend, and numerous other audio and TV shows, and her commentary has appeared in outlets including The New York Times, Vox, Refinery 29, The Washington Post, Glamour, and The Guardian. This story was told on stage at the first Bawdy Storytelling in Boston. This storyteller is Jacqueline Friedman.
The woman in the white coat hands me two probes. I'm in a sex research lab about 3 hours east of Toronto. I want to tell you what the researcher looked like, but honestly, I was so nervous, I didn't remember to think about remembering her face. I kind of want to say she looked like Pam from The Office. Let's pretend that's true. I can tell you in great detail about what I'm sitting on, which is a gigantic mother of all Barca loungers. It's like tan, gold, brown with this sort of like velvety corduroy, and then it's layered over with like terry cloth towels and these baby blue sheets and like all these soft barriers that they can, you know, clean off between people, but that don't make you feel like, you know, you're on a doctor's slab. She hands me the probes. The probes themselves, one of them looks pretty much like a little bullet vibe. And it's kind of this clear resin, and it's got a wire coming off of it, and it's going to go in my vagina. Shot. Woo! Scandalous. And the other one is like kind of shaped like a nose. And it's gonna nestle up next to my clit. I know. This is all for science, you guys. It's very serious. So I'm sitting there, and she's explaining the study to me, and I'm like, rah, rah, and she's explaining, and, rah, rah, and she's explaining, and I'm trying to take good notes because I'm researching and all this stuff. And then, but like, really, I'm about to watch porn for science, and I'm like, when are we getting to the porn? So finally, finally, she leaves the room. She's going into the next room where she can like monitor all the data and she can hear me over the speakerphone. And I like slip the stuff in place. and I settle into my Barca lounger. And over here there's this keypad where I'm pressing like numbers and things to let and arrows to like let her know different things during the study. And I'm supposed to stay very, very still because if I move, I will give the data noise. Okay, so I'm in place. I've got everything is in place down here, right? And I tell her over this, I speak out loud to the room, I'm ready. And I'm like, okay, here comes the porn. But the porn doesn't come because first the screen is going to ask me a bunch of questions. How are you feeling? Are you feeling happy? 1 to 7 scale. Are you feeling disgusted? 1 to 7 scale. It's like all of these like, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, 1, 3, 7, 5, right, whatever. Okay. All right. And then the thing clears and I'm like, we're going to have the porn now. And a video starts and it's bears. It's not gay bears. It's like bear bears. It's like this like mountain vistas, these sweeping mountains with like pine trees and there's like bears foraging for food. And I'm like, what is this? I should back up at this point and tell you that this lab, it's called Sage Lab, and what they study is an idea called sexual concordance, right? And that basically is the idea that for most of us, there's a gap between what our body physically responds to, what our will get wet or hard to, and what we experience subjectively, like I feel turned on, right? And what they found in this lab, and I'm not gonna get, you know, I'm not gonna bore you with actual science tonight, don't worry. what they found in the main, in a wild generalization, is that men have more concordance than women, and there's a lot of ideas about why that might be, but they're trying to figure it out, right? But their most famous study is one where they showed subjects like this wide variety of stimuli, including like bonobos fucking, right? So I'm thinking, well, maybe the bears are a test, right? Like, maybe I'm supposed to get turned on by the bears. Like, I made this whole journey, right? I flew to Toronto. I'm here because I'm researching this study for my book. You can read actually a much less dirty version of this story in Unscrewed when it comes out. I flew to Toronto. I like navigated the Canadian highways without my GPS because I didn't want to burn up my data. And I like got up in the morning and I was like, oh, and I like kind of felt nervous like when you have a first date, jitters, right? Like I was like, I don't want to be hangry, but I don't want to be full. And so I had this like light lunch and I like put on these pretty panties, all for this like sex lab, which I'll be honest, like the researchers told me in advance, like it's nothing to look at, right? It's just a regular building on a regular college campus with a regular hall and a regular door and this giant Barca lounger and some probes inside. So I'm really jacked up by this point. And I'm like, maybe I am turned on by the mountains and the bears. I mean, the mountains are really sensual and the way they roll. And I like, I'm really stressed out. I don't want to like be an average woman. I want to overachieve, right? I want to have like full concordance. So I'm like, yeah, I am a little turned on by these bears. So finally, the nature videos end, and I'm like, oh God, please let it actually be porn next. and the porn comes on, And it's like this very straight down the middle, beautifully shot, het porn. It's like an Erica Lust video. I don't remember which one. But, you know, like nobody's doing anything particularly taboo. It's just like very nice looking white people having athletic and pleasurable sex with each other, right? Like, but like, it's really hot to get topped by science, right? It turns out that everything involved in this study is kind of turning me on, like the restrictions on my movement and like what's basically orgasm denial, right? Like you can't touch yourself. And the researcher is in the next room and I know that she's not literally watching me, there's no video camera, but she's like watching my data, right? So I'm like getting more and more turned on. I'm like, seven, seven, seven. and I'm like, ah. And then the video ends, right? Like, no release for Jacqueline. That's not what this is about. And I'm like, I'm here professionally. I'm writing a book. And so I put my pants back on and I try to like put my professional face back on and I go across the hall to the room that Kelly, the researcher, is in. And it's this tiny cramped room, and I'm standing next to her trying not to think about the fact that she basically just watched me have sex, but through data. And she's showing me the results, right? And there's two plots, one for the clit and one for the vag. And the clit plot, the line, which is supposed to be representing how much blood was in my clit over time, is a downward ski slope. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? What is that? That was not what was happening. What are you talking about? And she tells me that they don't know. That like this happens for most of the women they have in their lab. And they know that the probe is working right, but they don't know where the blood is going, right? So it's measuring the outer part of the clit. I bet the body audience knows that like the clit that's on the outside is just the first, it's like the iceberg tip of the clit, right? So maybe all the blood's going somewhere internal, but they literally don't know. And it's kind of cool to be facing a medical mystery, but also kind of enraging because like, I promise you science knows everything there is to know about a penis, right? Everything. So then they show me the vaginal plot. And it's like going up and up, and I'm like, yes, finally, that's very validating. That is what I'm concording. And then it plateaus. And I'm like, what? That is not what happened for me. And again, she says, that's super normal. That's like the average thing that we see. And I suddenly sort of feel relieved and realize that actually being normal, even for an overachieving girl like me, was sort of incredibly validating, right? Like that I didn't know that I wanted like scientific validation of my desire, like to see it mapped out on a plot, but like as someone who's been raised in this culture bisexual and has been accused of being a fence-sitter by people both straight and gay my whole life, as a woman who's been raised in this culture that treats women as sort of basically props for men's pleasure and that our own pleasure is always like suspect or taboo, like just being able to see those plots, even though they didn't look like what I thought they would look like, it was like super validating. And that also pissed me off, right? And then I got angry again, because that's what I do. So after that, I talked to them for a while, and I looked at this other study they were doing, which I wish I had time to tell you about, because they were like heat mapping videos of people's genitals. So like they showed me these videos where like people's genitals were like blooming with color, and it was so cool. And we stayed for a while, so that by the time I left, I wasn't like turned on anymore in the sense that I wanted to immediately go jack off, but I felt just like completely turned on, like just like in the sense that a light had turned on. Thank you.
Did you know? Flowers fuck. Did you know that's why they get all dressed up and spread their petals out, strut their stuff? Bees can't get enough.
Preciosa or Perfect Flower Preciosa has both a pistol and a statement, meaning it can find its way in on its own. Cleistogamous, extremely monogamous. These flowers are autonomous, bottomless, pollenless, unless they choose to. Often they refuse to. Their beauty is for them and not you. Oh, yes, it's true. But the needy, seedy might just make you plead. Anemophilous flowers use the wind to breed. Call it greed. I'm talking birch, maple, and ragweed. The pollen comes from far away. Sometimes traveling all day, the stamens, feather-like, begin to sway, and the pollen is typically small-grained, very light, and of little nutritional value to animals. But don't you judge the plant reality, 'cause sunflowers are into bestiality. They pull a little trick and say, come look at me, I'm just as sexy as that little birdie. 'Cause every bug and every bird that swings the floral way has that special secret blossom with whom they can play. And the fruits of their loving are as sweet as can be. So pop them in your lover's mouth and lick the juice up and say, did you know flowers fuck? Did you know that's why they get all dressed up and spread their petals out, strut their stuff? These can't get enough. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you.
That was Flowers Fuck by Rachel Lark, written for Body Storytelling's Nerdgasm Show. Looking for some new self-care ideas? Do you need to unwind after a long day of Zoom calls, or maybe you just need a way to get out of a funk to start feeling like yourself again? You can reset and reconnect with yourself with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Dipsy is believable characters, immersive scenarios, and stories that transport you, so you feel like you're right there. And to me, that's great storytelling. Dipsy releases new stories every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. And Dipsy has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself, and these incredible bedtime stories and soundscapes will help you relax before you drift off to sleep. It's been too long. It's time to allow your mind to lead your body into new sensations and fantasies. Best of all, Dipsy offers you unlimited access to their library of 400-plus short, sexy stories. We know you love stories, because you're a listener of the Body Storytelling Podcast. Well, they know it too, because right now, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Dixie. Take a break from those exhausting video calls. Savor some new sexy stories and create some in-person pleasure. Head over to dipsystories.com right now and tell them I sent you by using the promo code Dixie. You know how I tell you that Patreon is the thing that is getting us through this pandemic? Well, I'm focusing my sights on what happens after the pandemic. And that means Patreon is more important than ever. I've decided that so many people have told me how great it is for them to have the live stream wherever they are, other countries, other cities, places where body storytelling doesn't happen, that we're probably going to start looking at doing a hybrid event, which means that when live shows come back, we're also going to have a live stream component. Well, guess what? That's new. And I don't know how to do that. So I'm going to have to be able to fund research and development to make all that tech happen, because that's not my skill set, which means I need to pay somebody. Patreon is how you can ensure that you get to continue having live body storytelling after all of this is over and the world opens back up. So go to patreon.com/body, and you already get great things like ad-free podcast episodes and free live stream tickets and live stream replays, which only live on Patreon. But soon, you can help us build Body into something international, something that happens on the regular, not just on stage in San Francisco, but is broadcast out into the world. That's my dream. I'd love for you to be part of my dream. So go to patreon.com/body, support us at whatever level you can, and let's make that dream come true together. Well, that's our time for this week. But before we go, I want to say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to Donal Mooney, to Mosa Maxwell-Smith, to Joe Moore, to David Grossoff, and most of all, thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 170 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week, pervert.